welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josiah.
Welcome to another episode of Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, the podcast where we talk about anything and everything. I'm your host, Josiah, at For the Villain on Twitter, at comic_syndicate on Instagram. What's up, guys? I'm on a roll today. If you guys have been listening to the Comic Syndicate, that will make sense. All right, two back-to-back shows, so let's do it. If you guys are unfamiliar with Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, this podcast I use to break down different topics, different subjects, and bring you facts about any particular subject. Everything is free reign. The gloves are coming off for every topic, and then I break down my personal experiences with, and then ask you guys, have you guys experienced this? How do you guys feel about it? It's more of a water cooler talk, so one of those conversations where you can go out and everyone has an idea, an opinion about, where it's one of those you are right or you are wrong type of deals. So that is what Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes is about, and this week, I don't know why. I started this one up, and just like every episode I write, it turned into two different shows. So it's not going to be a two-parter. It's going to be a companion piece for sure. And today's topic is going to be, and it's going to be so fucking corny, especially coming from me, especially me saying this, happiness. I say that with a smile on my face. But yes, happiness, guys. So maybe it was the state I was in where I'm frustrated. And it's like, fuck, oh, I'm grumpy. Like, I'm getting off of work at 8 o'clock. I don't have time to, like, 8 o'clock's too late to have dinner. You know, guys, by the time I'm done, it's like, I'm lucky if I can go on a bike ride just to get the fuck out. Go on a walk just to get the fuck out. And, you know, just to get my mind off of things. Mainly it's been jumping on bed and tossing music on and just sitting there. Like, and with a beer, granted. So happiness is the topic. And maybe it was, again, that thing that did it to me where it's like, fuck, what's the opposite of what I'm feeling right now? Ah, yes, happiness. I've felt this before. Like, it's so sad. But I hope it's funny. And I'm going to break down myself more than anything. So as I'm breaking these down, please feel free to pause the podcast in a moment and rewind it, and I'll, you know, let me ask again, and how do you guys feel about these points about happiness? So let's break down happiness. First of all, the term happiness is used in the context of mental or emotional states, including positive or pleasant emotions ranging from contentment to intense joy. It is also used in the context of life satisfaction, subjective well-being. This one always throws me off. Eudaimonia. And flourishing along with well-being. All right. Eudaimonia in Aristotelian ethics is the condition of human flourishing or of living well. All right, so let's start there. Happiness. What is your guys' definition of happiness? All right. Now, we all have our different ideas and opinions about what happiness is. What makes one person happy doesn't necessarily make someone else happy. Like, music calms me. If I'm in a fucking shitty mood, music can turn my day around. So yeah, stuff like that. Reading, writing, stuff like that. Going out for a bike ride, working on a bike now. Fixing shit like that and putting stuff together. How would you define happiness stuff? So for me, Josias, I'm a rather happy person. It's just all the small, minute, stupid details people don't pay attention to on a day to day or even minute by minute basis. Stupidity really upsets me. Entitlement, bigotry, racism pisses me off. Lack of or not having any common sense pisses me off. Harassment, rudeness, hypocrites, ditzes, airheads, laziness, people with no drive, no passion or compassion really fucking piss me off. But if we take those small things out of, you know, typical day to day, I'm a normal, happy guy. I mean, I really am, and I say that with a chuckle. And it's funny, I was talking to my family on Father's Day, and the way I was grumpy describing some shit, it's like, well, how's the podcast going? I haven't seen you post up one. I'm like, I'm writing one about happiness. They're like, you're not the best person to be talking about happiness. Shut your fucking face. You take that back right now. That wasn't the sense, but like, just because the way I am, I'm a certain way. I'm rough around the edges, I'm going to say. All right, here you guys go. Here's the article, and how do you guys feel about it? Only 33% of Americans reported being happy in 2017. And this article came out January 15th, 2019, so about a year and a half ago by now. Okay, the survey has measured happiness among Americans for nearly a decade, and that number has never surpassed 35%. So why are the massive majority of U.S. adults not happy? Well, one major factor is that there are so many myths about happiness. Without a clear idea of what it is we're after, or how to get there, it's no wonder so many people don't feel happy. So in the hopes of getting you back on track, we've compiled some of the most pervasive myths surrounding happiness that could be getting in your way. And again, as I go through them, take time, put the podcast on pause and think about it. Like, how do you feel about these topics? Number one, achieving your goals will make you happy. People always think that once they achieve their goals, they will be happy, says life coach Stacy Caprio. They see happiness as a final result once they pay off their debt, graduate school, get that promotion, or find a husband. But according to Caprio, accomplishing these goals will only provide short-term happiness that's likely to fade in the face of your next obstacle. For that reason, she urges clients to base their happiness on something other than a long-term or short-term goal. Enjoying the process is where true happiness can be found. And I'm going to jump in on these and bash myself as I come across them. Achieving your goals will make you happy. Okay, that's a myth. You must be self-sufficient to be happy. That personal strength, quote-unquote, independence, or worse, self-sufficiency, are essential synonymous with happiness is a pervasive and pernicious myth in our culture, says psychoanalyst Mark Borg, co-author of E-Relationship. Not only are these almost impossible feats to achieve for social animals like humans, but focusing on independence tends to cut us off from awareness of our emotional state, he explains. Plus, according to Borg, it's counterproductive to attempt to be self-sufficient at times when you are incapable. In fact, he says, doing so is like committing ourselves to an emotional straitjacket from which we fear to escape. Personal strength or independence or self-sufficiency are essential ingredients. I can do everything by myself. That's the way my mentality is. So maybe I'm wrong thinking that way. Number three, having things will make you happy. This is interesting. All right, let me jump in on myself here already. Having things will make you happy. I'm in the simplest form of simple man. I don't need a lot to get me by. I'm not bling bling guy. I don't need anything. Like, I'm the simplest cat ever. So I don't need anything to make me happy. I'm a very simple guy. Society teaches us that having more will make you happy, and that having more is the measure of success. How do you guys feel about that? Says stress therapist Dee Dolnes, owner of the Shanti Atlanta Stress Clinic. But that isn't the case. Having more increases your level of stress because of the amount of energy it takes to maintain those things, she explains. So a lot of times when people get more things, they are more unhappy. More money, more problems, I guess. Number four, happiness is the destination. Happiness is often viewed as a future destination or something off in the horizon, says life coach Danny DeNoble, author of Get in a Mood and Stay There. But that couldn't be further from the truth. If you cannot be happy right now, this is interesting, cannot be happy right now in the present, no matter what your circumstances, then you will never be happy one day. She explains, okay, speaking of that, right now, how in the world we're living in, it's a tough time to be fucking happy. It's easy to be irritable, and if you got kids and an army of kids and a murder of kids, I can see how it would be frustrating. And look, I'm frustrated too. People need to take care of them fucking themselves as they go out and do things. Like, I had an argument with my brother on Father's Day. So many Father's Day stories. And it's going to make sense if you listen to last week's episode of the Comic Syndicate. But different opinions and happiness and, you know, we can get together and do the social distancing, but it's your family. So it's like, all right, cool. Have you been going out? And then my brother's like, yeah, I've been going out. Fuck the mask. And then that was a whole fucking thing. Anyways, so it's really hard to find that happy place right now in the world we're living in. So, you know, just on your day-to-day lives now, I thought this one was an interesting one. Like, why are we talking about happiness? Well, let's continue on. Number 5, there's a path to happiness. One of the pervasive myths about happiness is that it is linear, says psychologist Rachel Tomlinson, founder of Toward Wellbeing. This is the idea that if you just continue on the right path, you will become happier and happier over time. But Tomlinson urges this isn't the case. There is a path to happiness. Okay. There's no sure path to finding happiness, and certainly none based on some idea of doing the right thing, she explains. I kind of agree. There is no set path to being happy or content. Like, what are the small things you can do that make you happy on a day-to-day basis, you know? But as far as a path to happiness, I kind of think that's bullshit personally. Number 6, the normal state for humans is happy. Ooh, I'm grumpy as fuck. The most unhelpful myth out there is that the normal state for most humans is to be happy all the time, says Carly Hoffman King, a mental health counselor in Cincinnati, Ohio. In reality, much life is pain and fucking ophelia, right? She says, and the less you are able to embrace it, you fucking just give into the dark side, guys. In reality, much of life is pain, she says, is pain. And the less you are to embrace this, the more likely you are to struggle. Sorry, guys. Those who are able to accept their pain as part of life are much more better equipped to handle it and move through it, she explains. King urges clients to recognize happiness as a respite from struggle, not a state of being. Okay, that I completely agree with. Those who are unable to accept their pain as part of life are much better equipped to handle it and move through it. So, yeah. Yeah. I used to be a bad person a long time ago, and I was in a dark place a long time ago, and I like going to that dark place sometimes and revisiting that dark place I was in, and not embracing it, but just like it made me better equipped for everything I've gone through since. And yeah, so just interesting. So I do back that one up. Number 7, happiness decreases with age. Ooh, so grumpy old fucks. Most people think that the older you get, the less happy you are. Ooh, grumpy old man, says Diane Lang, a life coach and inspirational speaker at DL Counseling. But the truth is, the older we get, the happier we are. You know what? I guess that's kind of true. You just don't give a fuck anymore. I can't wait to get old. In her experience, that's largely because when we're older, we no longer seek acceptance and approval from others, right? So you're in complete fuck the world status. It's like, you know what? I've seen the fucking world. Let it fucking burn. So, anyway, that's why. Sorry, guys. Women discuss how they will take more risks and get out there more, Lang says. Men discuss how they calm down. Ooh, wait. Truth is, we get to have a... Okay, in her experience, that's largely because when we are older, we no longer seek acceptance. Okay. Women discuss how they will take more risks and get out there more, Lang says. That makes more sense. Men discuss how they calm down a little and are less stressed. Because you just don't give a fuck, dude. Number 8, you're either happy or you're not. There are no, quote-unquote, happy people, says Paul DePomple, a clinical psychologist at the Cognitive Behavioral Therapy Institute of Southern California. Despite others' best efforts to convince you of this fact, through their Instagram selfies, that's fucking funny, or, you know, even the Facebook ones with, you know, they're a you know, it's a couple that really fucking hates each other. Like, you know, they hate each other. But the broad always posts those fucking pictures of her. Like, look at us. We're so happy. You're so full of shit. We all have good and bad parts of our day, he says. The more you focus on this fictional dichotomy between happiness and a lack thereof, the more unhappy you will become. If you have X, Y, or Z, you'll be happy. Number 9. It's tempting to imagine that there's just one thing missing in your life. That's the key to your happiness. But that's not the case, says Samantha Waldman, MHCLP, a therapist based in New York City who specializes in life transitions. While having a satisfying relationship or career may contribute to a person's overall sense of contentment, not any one external thing can serve as the key to unlocking happiness in a person's life, she says. Number 10, this has got to be bullshit too. Or is it? Happiness is a choice. I see all over social media this phrase, choose happiness, as if we could just flip a switch and be happy all the time. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, happiness is a choice. You know what? No. Sometimes someone just pisses you off, and it's like, sometimes you get fucked. Sometimes you got to work every fucking weekend, and, you know, I'm happy I got a fucking job. I'm fucking thankful I have a fucking job. But does that make me fucking happy? Like, serious shit. Like, how would you guys integrate that into your own lives, though? Choose happiness as if we could just flip a switch. Okay, while there's value in practicing gratitude, exactly, and enjoying the little things, King says, that mantra is, quote-unquote, far too simplistic. Most of the time, happiness finds you, quote-unquote, not the other way around, she says. It's not a voluntary action. It's more of a serendipitous occurrence. Actually, that idea is in the origin of the word itself, hap. The root word of happiness means by luck or chance, King says. And that's just a play on words that I didn't know about, so that's interesting. Number 11. Happiness comes from external sources. Oh. External sources. Would that be like placebos, perhaps? Or drugs. Most people think happiness comes from somewhere outside of themselves, says Jennifer Jacobson, life coach in Phoenix, Arizona. This could not be more untrue. According to Jacobson, much of our happiness comes not from our circumstances, but how we respond to them. Happy people don't have all the best things, she explains. They make the best of what they have. You know what? I think I'm that guy. I'm not happy-go-lucky guy, but I'm a very simplistic guy where it's like, you know what? I got a place to sleep. I got a warm meal. I got clothes. I've provided everything that I need in my life for myself, so I don't need a lot of things. You know, I have a beautiful family that we bump heads a lot, but I love them. My nephews and nieces are gorgeous. So you know what? I think I'm wealthy in that aspect. Number 12, a simple life won't make you happy. Oh, interesting. After I said I'm a simple guy, a simple life won't make you happy. Interesting. Okay. I'm happy minus overworked. And here's the breakdown of this one. There's some idea going around that having a balanced, functional, normal life is somehow boring or less than, says Laura Dabney, MD, founder of Dabney Coaching. But there's nothing wrong with aiming for a balanced, satisfying life if that's what's important to you. You know what? Again, I don't need a lot. I found a new hobby in working on bikes and riding bikes and going on bike rides and, you know, long, let's go for a few miles. Let's get the fuck out. And music and writing and, you know, I started a script again and it's like, you know, so I'm very simple. So I don't know if I back this one up. Like, I don't know what she's trying to say here. But there's nothing wrong with aiming for a balanced, satisfying life. Okay, that's balanced life, though. Like, I'm getting exercise. I'm keeping my mind busy on the one day I have off. Granted, I don't have enough time. But, you know, instead of compromising, here she continues on. Instead of compromising yourself to social media, nope. Startup founders or international CEOs, it's important to remember that you are on your own journey. No shit, bitch. That's what I'm saying. Dabney says. Dismiss the voice that says you're not successful just because you're not going viral. You know what? Don't really care. I may be able to record this fucking fun podcast, several dope podcasts, and I'm able to see and meet awesome, dope, sick, rad fucking people, interview with them, hang out with them, go to San Diego Comic Con, go to WonderCon, go to GameStop Con. Like, I get to do these fucking cool fucking things. Just because the comic syndicate hasn't gone viral, I don't really give a fuck. I'm happy. Number 13, your career is enough to make you happy. Oh, I'm not happy with that right now. Our society has put so much stock in finding a career, but a job is only part of your identity, says Dabney. I talk to many young people who experience a rude awakening when entering the workplace, she explains. It's called fucking life, bro. According to Dabney, they are surprised to learn how unfulfilled their job has left them feeling, because they were under the impression that it would provide them with the satisfaction needed for happiness. Look, guys, it's fucking work. It's not called fun, right? I mean, serious shit. It's called work for a fucking reason. There are so many other aspects to life that, when combined, make a person whole. Make a whole person, Dabney says. Okay. Number 14, the bumps in life impede on happiness. According to inspirational speaker Jodi Ashbrook, happiness requires the ability to fully embrace the beauty of our own unique journey, including all its unexpected twists and turns. The bumps in life impede on happiness. You know what? I'm one of those guys where it's like, you know what? I don't know, weird mentality? Or is it? What doesn't kill me makes me stronger? You know, bad things that happen make you stronger? You know, experiences make you stronger. That means not despairing at all of life's curveballs, but actually embracing the uncertainty and recognizing the growth we experience along the way. And that's bullshit, she's saying? Huh. Well, there you go. Oh, she's saying roll with the punches. Okay. Number 15, happiness comes in retirement. People believe once they retire, they will be able to do all of the things they truly enjoy because they won't have to work anymore. You know what? Even when I retire, I don't think I'm ever going to retire. Like, I think I'm going to open up a bike shop and just work on bikes when I'm fucking an old dude, or finally commit to writing strictly novels and graphic novels and books and kids' books and shit like that. People believe once they retire. Okay, while this might be true for a select group, most people need a purpose in life to feel happy. She warns, instead of waiting for retirement to live your best life, she recommends doing so now. Well, yeah, people should do that anyways. Excuse me, number 16, money will make you happy. I have money right now. I'm not fine. Look, it's not called fucking fun, right? We don't get fucking paid to go to fun. We get paid to go to work, right? Money will make you happy, and I'm saying that with a smile. Money certainly does make life a little bit easier, but at a certain point, it stops making it any better. According to research published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences in 2010, the positive correlation between income and quote-unquote emotional well-being ceases once you're making more than $75,000 a year. Thus, researchers concluded that high income buys life satisfaction, but not happiness. Yeah, in a weird way, I get that, yeah. Number 17, you can be happy alone. Oh, I was so happy alone for so long. Being happy with oneself is, of course, important. Yeah, I always used to believe you can't love someone else until you love yourself completely, you know, if that makes sense. And if you guys want to break that down on the side, I can definitely do that anytime. But that doesn't mean you'll be happy in literal seclusion. Okay. Research performed at the University of Oxford in the 1990s found that extroverts are generally happier than their peers due to their greater, quote-unquote, greater participation in social activities. I'm a social butterfly, but I fucking like my alone time too. Therefore, the researchers concluded that happiness correlates strongly with extroversion. Interesting. Number 18, happiness is about accepting your circumstances. While coming to terms with reality is certainly part of happiness, it isn't the whole story. In fact, happiness might come from bringing about a change in your circumstances as well. If you're unhappy, no matter what your situation, trying out a change in very small ways initially is usually a good idea, writes clinical psychologist. And you know what? In a weird way, even though I'm so mentally drained by the time I'm done with work now, I want to jump on my fucking bike and just go for a fucking ride and get lost. And it's a new hobby that I completely... Check out my bike. It's pretty dope. It's a dope fucking like 29-inch Mongoose, and I get to play and, you know, buy parts and fix shit now. And it's like, ooh, I'm getting good at this shit. Things that I always overlooked as a kid. So learning something new, doing something like that, I don't know, it just makes me happy right now. Number 19, it's your fault if you're not happy. It's my fault if I'm not happy. Okay, I guess I'm getting chewed out. Number 19, if you find yourself unable to achieve happiness, it's not always because you're doing something wrong. The fact is mental illness. There you go. I was wondering when this was going to come into effect, and we're going to continue down several rabbit holes. The fact is mental illness affects many Americans' abilities to achieve a state of satisfaction in their lives. According to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America, for example, about 18% of the population is affected by an anxiety disorder. Meanwhile, and that's, take that into account, guys, like put it on pause. For example, about 18% of the population is affected by an anxiety disorder. Let's put it, the plug in it right there real quick. How, do you guys have any friends, family members that are, have suffered from any type of anxiety or anxiety disorder or illness or depression? I mean, it's more common now, but we should see hopefully the red flags in people, you know, like I'm saying, I'm happy. Like I'm a well manageable person, mild mannered person. I don't know how to say it, but I mean, yeah, I'm in a good headspace, especially now, you know, over the years. Meanwhile, 6.7% is affected by major depressive disorder. So don't blame yourself, but do consider seeking help. And agreed. And, you know, be there for people. And sometimes it's just not a happiness thing. Sometimes it is a mental thing. So always be aware of that when you guys go out into the world too. Number 20, happiness is a solo project. Happiness is no different than raising a child. It takes the village. Interesting. I've heard that before, but not about happiness. Especially as we age, having the support of others is pivotal in terms of maintaining happiness. The quality and quantity of social support can be taken into account as proper determinants and predictors of happiness among the elders. One recent study in Iran found. Okay, that was interesting. How do you guys feel about happiness? In general, about these all these facts, for the most part, that I found. So writing this one up, again, because I was so grumpy, I'm like, what's the opposite of what I'm feeling right now? Ah, yes, happiness. Let's talk about happiness. You know, it came from a weird fucking place. But, you know, for me to go down the rabbit hole, and it's like, I can write two shows off of this. And the next one is a companion piece, and it's not going to necessarily be about happiness. And I want to drop a teaser. What's your definition of happiness? That's the teaser. How to balance something and happiness. All right, guys. So again, every time I write one up, it gives me and allows me the chance to be creative. Like, I can go in so many places with this. But again, what typically makes you happy? My family, my friends make me happy. I'm not able to see them anymore, so that doesn't make me happy. My lady makes me happy. Our kids make me happy. My family makes me happy. Reading, writing, my health, being able to work, it's not called fun, makes me happy. Even when I'm not working, I'm working, though. Like, sadly, oddly, that's my downfall. I was working two jobs, and now I'm working a never-ending job. And when I would clock out, like, I would still need to work on the podcast or the Comic Syndicate or this podcast, like both, and juggling both. I'm recording this on 4th of July. I recorded an episode of the Comic Syndicate right before this episode. And to be able to do these and to do back-to-back shows, two different shows completely. And I still have another deep dive and rabbit holes ready to come. I have a Comic Syndicate, and like I don't know how I've been able to pull this off, but it took me a while, not to find time, but in a weird way, that's exactly what it is. Recording these shows makes me fucking happy. It makes me feel really good, and when people relate and when I get a response, I love it too. So you guys are dope, rad, always awesome. If you guys like deep dives and rabbit holes every other week, for the most part, one will drop. The format of the Comic Syndicate, if you just listen to deep dives and rabbit holes, Go back and listen to the Comic Syndicate episode 296. I drop a lot of things in that episode. So if you guys only listen to deep dives, listen to that one. The format for the Comic Syndicate is going to change and get revamped just a little bit. I'm going to tweak it out. I've tweaked out that show so many times, and that is my baby. But yeah, it's always fun to do that, and it's always fun to do this. And next week, hopefully I have another good one. Hopefully it's good. Hopefully you guys are happy. Hopefully you guys are safe. And happy 4th of July. By the time you guys hear this, I hope you guys had a great 4th of July. All right, I'll catch you guys when I catch you. Peace out.